be consequences. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. National Security Advisor Ned Price says the U.S. has been working to gather evidence of atrocities in Ukraine.
We are already engaged in an effort to document, to preserve, to analyze, and to share evidence of war crimes with our partners around the world, including with the Ukrainian Prosecutor General.
Price speaking on Fox's special report as a missile strike apparently from Russia targeted civilians in eastern Ukraine.
At least five children are among the dozens killed while waiting at a train station trying to escape their city. Early Friday, two missiles struck the evacuation corridor in Kramatorsk on the eastern side of the country. Ukraine's prosecutor general calling it Russian strategy to scare civilians so badly they won't even attempt to flee. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 300 others are wounded. Russia accusing Ukraine for the attack and calling the losses of their own troops a huge tragedy.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Earlier this week, gruesome video was shared showing brutalized bodies of what's believed to be Ukrainian civilians in the area surrounding the capital of Kyiv. As several members of Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have tested positive for COVID this week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's possible President Biden could test positive at some point.
Just as many people in the White House have, many people in the press corps have, that is a possibility, and we want to be transparent with the American public about that.
The president got his second booster shot last month. Jurors have acquitted two men and deadlocked on two others in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Defense attorneys portrayed the men as weekend warriors who were tricked by undercover FBI agents. Actor Kevin Spacey asking a judge to throw out a sex abuse lawsuit that his lawyers say was unjustly brought by an actor who claimed Spacey abused him 34 years ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Boston Marathon bomber is still trying to avoid the death penalty.
Attorneys for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have filed documents asking the First Circuit Court of Appeals to consider additional constitutional issues with his case. This is the same appeals court that tossed out the death penalty nearly 2 years ago in his case. But the Supreme Court has since reinstated the punishment. At the time, the appeals court justices said the lower court judge didn't allow in evidence showing Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his older brother, who was killed after the bombing by police. But his attorneys say now there are other problems that haven't been considered, like allegations that two jurors lied during jury questioning and the dismissal of one juror who was opposed to the death penalty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Justice Department says Chinese officials recruited influencers to help promote the Beijing Winter Olympics. Among those the Chinese recruited were a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, a Paralympic swimmer, and a self-described brand king. The DOJ says the social media stars took part in a discreet campaign to talk up the games. The government says the posts weren't properly labeled as ads, as social media sites require. Cuban migrants are arriving in numbers that haven't been seen in decades.
More Cubans have now immigrated illegally into the United States than in recent years. The Washington Post reports the number of Cuban migrants entering the country illicitly is on pace to quadruple what it was last year and be 12 times the number from 2020. 32,000 were found last month alone. Unlike the days of finding asylum when arriving by makeshift raft to Florida, these migrants fly to Nicaragua and join so-called migrant caravans to the Texas border, where they are often not turned away. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street, the major indexes ended the day mixed. The Dow gained 137, the Nasdaq minus 186. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.